Exclusive, White House sources, J.D. Vance helped develop. Advocate brought J6 pardons throughout entire transition. By Matthew Boyle on January 21, 2025. Establishment media forces and establishment Republicans like Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, are attacking Vice President J.D. Vance after President Donald Trump pardoned a broad swath of January 6 political prisoners, arguing what Trump did went against what Vance said he supported during a recent interview sometime before the inauguration. But White House sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that nothing could be further from the truth and that Vance was specifically advocating for the exact broad approach that Trump ended up executing on his first day in office. Vance, two different White House officials and others familiar with his role told Breitbart News, was throughout the course of the entire transition since Election Day advocating for exactly what Trump did in helping develop the pardons and process and approach. Throughout the transition, J.D. was behind the scenes pushing as hard as possible for broad pardons and commutations of the J6 hostages. A source familiar with Vance's role in executing this strategy told Breitbart News on Tuesday. Vance's press secretary Taylor Van Kirk also issued a broader statement publicly saying Vance is 100% in line with Trump here and that the media should spend more time focused on the controversial pardons by former President Joe Biden of his family members in his final hour as president on Monday. Van Kirk said. As Vice President Vance said on Fox News Sunday, pardoning the January 6 protesters would be handled on a case-by-case basis, which of course meant there was always going to be a large degree of gray area. Due to the corrupt process of these prosecutions, President Trump rightly decided to grant a broad pardon to all wrongfully convicted January 6 protesters. Despite the mainstream media's obsession with January 6, the outgoing administration's application of presidential pardons for members of the Biden family are far more deserving of additional media scrutiny. Despite Vance being 100% in line with what Trump did, and specifically advocating for exactly this, some in media like those at HuffPost have tried to use Vance's recent interview on Fox News Sunday to say that the vice president did not support such a broad pardon. McConnell, the former Senate GOP leader who is now just a rank-and-file senator, also tried to split Vance and Trump here, saying he agreed with Vance but not Trump after Trump's decision on Monday evening. But the fact of the matter is Vance's actual comments in the Fox News Sunday interview made clear he thinks there is gray area because of the broader miscarriage of justice in these cases. There's a little bit of a gray area there. But we're very much committed to seeing the equal administration of law, Vance had said on Fox News Sunday earlier in January. So, quite clearly, Vance did not disagree with the strategy Trump used. In fact, he was critical in helping develop and implement exactly what Trump did per several sources familiar and involved. While the establishment media and career politicians are trying to drive a wedge between Vance and Trump, Vance's comments on Fox News Sunday simply echoed what Trump himself had told Time magazine in another recent interview. Here is the relevant part of Trump's Person of the Year interview with Time magazine. Have you decided yet whether you're going to pardon all of the January 6th defendants? Yes. You're going to do all of them? I'm going to do case by case, and if they were nonviolent, I think they've been greatly punished. And the answer is I will be doing that, yeah. I'm going to look if there's some that really were out of control. So you will not include those who committed violent acts? Well, we're going to look at each individual case. And we're going to do it very quickly, and it's going to start in the first hour that I get into office. And a vast majority of them should not be in jail. A vast majority should not be in jail. And they've suffered gravely. And I say, why is it that in Portland and in many other places, Minneapolis, why is it that nothing happened with them and they actually caused death and destruction at levels not seen before? So you know, if you take a look at what happened in Seattle, you had people die, you had a lot of death, and nothing happened. And these people have been treated really, really badly. Yeah, it's an important issue for me. They've suffered greatly, and in many cases they should not have suffered. So after all of this in this latest saga, it's abundantly clear that the establishment media and the power centers of career politicians in the swamp have learned nothing from the 2024 election.